tempted by Satan, ministered to by angels. Tempted by Satan, ministered to by angels. It's time we've been suppressed and been down, and Satan's foot has been on us individually, corporately, and as a church too long. And it's time we turn it back over to the Lord, give it to Him, and move forward. It's not time. It's time for us to go. So, you know, there's a lot I got to say in this message this morning. Tempted by Satan, ministered to by angels, and Brother Leroy, as a Sunday night, gave me a spark, brother. Revived me and gave me a spark. I wish everybody could have heard that message about what Brother Leroy brought, about shaking off the vipers. It's time we get committed to the Lord. This country needs you and I as a voice. This country needs our vote in 2012 coming up. We need a voice. We have been silent too long, and it's time that we got start to do business for the Lord. We got a job to do. We got a business to do. We are God's hands, His feet, and His mouthpiece, and it's time we get to using it for His honor and glory, for the honor and glory of the Lord. We've got a work to do and a job to do, folks. Tempted by Satan, ministered to by angels, Luke chapter 4, in verses 1 through 14. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father and our God, Lord, as this morning I went around to encourage every one of our teachers in our classrooms and every one of our students, the Lord, that we have got to pray. You tell us to be specific in our prayers when you say pray and supplication. Supplication means being specific in prayers. Father God, I've challenged everybody today to take on that shield and put that shield of protection around them, their families, this church, this property, this building, this land, everything about us, the Lord. Shield us with the shield of salvation. Protect us, the Lord, from the fiery darts of Satan. Lord, if we raise our shields and we stand behind that salvation in you, there is no dart, there is nothing that the devil can throw at us that shield won't reflect. And Lord, it's time we raise our shields. It's time that we start doing business for the Lord, and it's time that we put you first in our life. We have put so many other things first in our life. It is time for us to get back and put you first where you deserve to be, where you desire to be in our lives, the Lord. Help us today. Defeat the devil, bind him up, cast his demons and workers outside of this church, those that want to cause disruption in the bride of Christ, those that want to bring problems into this sanctuary and into this church body. Father, I pray you bind them up in the name of Jesus. I pray that in the power of the Holy Spirit of God, you would silence them. The Lord, that if they're not happy, they will leave. The Lord, bottom line. Father, we got a job to do. We've got business to do. We've got work to do. It's about you, Lord, not about us. Help us to get our focus back on Jesus today. Defeat the devil, bind him up, cast him outside of here. Let the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God have freedom to move in our lives today. May your word cut where it needs to cut. May it pierce where it needs to pierce. May we all be revived, be renewed, and be changed when we leave here today for the good and for your honor and for your glory, Lord. Bless your reading of your word. May your word go forward today. May it cut and pierce where it needs to do. May we be convicted in our lives of where we need to be convicted of. And may we do business with you, the Lord, in our lives to get our focus back on you. Bless the reading of your word. May we realize today that there is a real God and that there is a real devil. And may we realize that today. May we see in your word how the devil tempted the holiest man of all, Jesus, and how he did that. And then may we see how Jesus was ministered to by angels. May your word come alive today in the hearts of us. May we be revived. May we be renewed. Father, you take this service over. Hide me behind the cross of Calvary. Speak through me to your words that you've desired to say. Lay up on my heart, the Lord, what you would have me to say. Not of my words, but of your words, the Lord. Father, take over my body. Take over my mind. Take over my thoughts and take over my tongue. Lord, let me deliver the word like you've delivered it to me. Lord, thank you for your word and how it's convicted me. And Lord, I thank you for an amazing message that Brother Leroy brought about it's time to shake the vipers off. Lord, help us to deliver your word today. We give it to you. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. It's time, folks, to do business with the Lord. Amen. The old wrestling player said, get ready. It's time to rumble. It's time to rumble. Amen. Amen or oh me. Let's go, folks. It's time. Amen. It's time to do business with the Lord. I'm tired of 2012. I'm tired of the suppression of Satan. And the only way that I know to defeat him is through the Word of God. The only way I know to defeat him is in prayer. And it's time that we do business with him today. Oh, listen to me. Tempted by Satan, ministered to by angels. In Luke 4, verses 1 through 14 says this. Said, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit I don't know what that is, but anyhow, thank you. Being led by the Spirit into the wilderness, but being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in the days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, there is a real devil. Do you understand that today? They understand that. I need you to understand. The devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it may be made to bread. And Jesus answered, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, and it shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him alone shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. And for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time they shall dash their foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. My friends, tempted by Satan, ministered to by angels, I need you to know and understand today, there is a real devil. There is a real Satan. He is alive and well, seeking whom he may devour, folks. He is alive and well today, and he's at work. He doesn't work with outside the church. He works from within the church to destroy what God is doing here, because he knows that if he can destroy what's going on in here, he'll destroy a ministry, he'll destroy your families and everything about it, my friends. It's time we do business with the Lord. It's time we get on our knees and pray, and the devil and his workers will have to flee. They can't be where the Spirit of God is. He can't deal with the Spirit of God. He can't deal with the power of prayer. And it's time we do business with the Lord, and that evil spirit and things that come against us and come against our family, come against our church. It's time to turn it over to the Lord and let God deliver us. And let God deliver you. My friend, I've had enough of Satan in my own family this year. I don't like to give him credit, but I'm sure enough going to tell you, he don't stop trying to do things. He don't stop trying to steal and kill and rob you of your joy. There's no stopping him. It's one obstacle after another obstacle. And if you're not prayed up and studied up in the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God, he's going to rip you to pieces, my friend. Not only you, but the church. And it's time that we do business with the Lord. It's time that we stand up. Number one, if you're taking notes, there is a personal devil. In verse 2 it says, but 40 days tempted of what? Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying today? Say amen, you're with me.
Amen.
Your ears open? Open them up. Let's listen to what the Word of God says today. Be with me, folks. Come on. There is a personal devil. In verse 2 it says, but 40 days tempted of the devil. We need to understand he's alive and real, and he's real today, my friends. It tells us in John 10:10, it says, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Who is the thief?
The devil.
It's the devil, it's Satan. And the thief comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. He does that in your life, in my life, in our family's life, the church life. That's what he's good at. He's a liar, he's a deceiver, and he's been starting it ever since the foundation of the world. My friend, he's been at work. It's time we realize it. It's time we acknowledge it. It's time we understand it. And it's time to get him on the run. Amen. Are you with me, church? Are you with me? I need you today to pray specifically. I need you to pray, and that says supplication and prayers. That means be specific in your prayers. Pray for your church family. Pray for your own family. Pray for one another. Pray that God will put up a shield, arise, erect a shield of protection, a shield of salvation around you, around me, and around our church family. And now, my friends, if we do that, and we mean business with the God, and we put up a shield, there's no way that devil can attack us and penetrate our life, because we'll be filled up with the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God, and we can withstand, my friends, the darts that have come our way. But you better put your shield on. You better get it up. You better understand that the devil is real, and he seeks out to kill and destroy you, my friends, and destroy this church. But through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God, I am bound and determined that ain't gonna happen here. It ain't gonna happen. It's not gonna happen here. I'm telling you right now, I am a pastor enough that if the stuff don't cease, I'm coming to your house. Be prepared. I'm coming to your house. And I'm going to sit down and I'm going to talk to you about it. My friends, I'm tired of the hogwash. It ain't fit to be in this church. This is holy ground. This is God's church. And you're supposed to be the children of God. Act like it. Act like the children of God. Act like it. Act like the children of God. You can fire me if you want to. God got another church available for me. Amen. I'm not worried about it. God hired me and God brought me here, and I'm going to tell you what God's word says. Amen. You can get on board. You can get on board. Or, my friends, get gone. Because we got a job to do here for Jesus. Amen. We got a job to do here for Jesus. Oh, in Ephesians 6:11, get this. It says, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. If you and I are going to stand against the wiles of the devil, we better put the full armor of God on. We better put God's armor on to stand against attacks and the onslaught of Satan. We better put the armor of God on and put it on and wear it. Not only that, but 1 Peter 5:8, it says this, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the what? He is alive and well, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may desire, and who he may devour. We need to be all that we can be for the Lord. Oh, listen to me, Sunday school teachers, advisory committee, worship leader, musicians, praise team, assistant teachers, nursery workers, whatever you do, church member, it's time we get committed to the Lord. It's time we do business for the Lord. It's time that we put Him first in our life and worship Him and do what God has called us to do. Oh, if we want to see things changed in this church, then we better start praying that God will change things. If we want to see things changed in your life and in my life and in the life of this church, then we better do business and prayer with Almighty God. My friends, I'm tired of seeing people mope around here. I'm tired of seeing you with a sour puss face on. I'm tired of seeing it. We are Christians and child of God, and God saved me. Listen, I was bound and doomed for hell, and God raptured me out of that. It means put your hand up. God raptured me out of that. He saved my soul, and I've never been the same since. We need to be revived. Revival can take place every day of the week if you allow God to work in your life. It ain't got to be a designated time and a date set throughout the week. If you want revival, get on your knees and start praying. You want revival? Get in God's Word and start reading it. Get in God's Word and start reading it. Oh, listen to me. I'm tired of the belly aching, the moaning, the griping, and complaining. Instead of being a problem, won't you stand up and be a solution? Instead of being a problem, won't you be a solution to what God wants to do around here? There's enough problems in this world. I don't need one more from you. Won't you be a solution to the problem? Amen? Stand up and be accounted for. Do something, bless God. Get off your blessed assurance and start contributing to what the Lord wants done around here. It's time. It's time. I've had my belly full. Amen. It's time. Have you had your belly full? Amen. Well, let's change it, and we can through the power of prayer. Amen. I can tell you what, if somebody don't want to be revived today through the power of prayer in this message, I'm sure they won't be back after this message. And maybe that's a blessing in disguise from the Lord. Amen. Somebody open the back door. There might be someone that want to leave now. Oh, I'm not done. I'm not done. You might want to leave before it's over with. But I'm tired of the foolishness. And it's time we start doing business with the Lord. There's no reason for empty seats to be in this church. None. None. We need to get committed and get God back first in our life and start doing business the way He requires us to do it. Amen. Oh, we need to get busy. Oh, we need to watch what we do and work for the Lord and let God take control of our lives. He tells us in 1 Corinthians 11, 28 and 30, he says this. He said in 1 Corinthians 11, 28 and 30, he said, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat and drink of the bread, eat the bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you and fall asleep." Why are so many weak and sickly among us and falling asleep? Because they walked away from the first love, which is Jesus. Because they walked away from the Word of God. Because they walked away from prayer. Because they walked away from church. We need to get back to the basics. We need to get back to the Word of God. We need to get back and study God's Word and prayer and do the things that God has desired us to do. That's the reason it said, let a man examine himself. Examine yourself today and see where you are. Are you truly committed, Christian and my friends, and sold out for the work of the ministry? Are you truly committed? Are you truly committed to the Lord? Listen to me. This nation, this country, these brothers and sisters in Christ, churches across America need pastors and members committed to the Lord if we're going to see God change this world. And understand, if we don't cry and bellyache when God sends somebody like He did for the children of Israel so many times to dish out a spanking that you and I ain't never seen before. It's coming. He tried to get our attention through 9/11. He's tried to get our attention through national disaster. And He's tried to get it through Obama. Amen or oh me. Amen or oh me. It's time. It is time we stand up and let our voice be heard. Amen. Amen. It's time, folks. It's time. I don't know what planet you on, but I know what one I'm on and what I see. And it don't match up with me and the Lord and the Word. But what's in there now? My friends, we got to do something, but I also understand. In Romans, it tells me there is no authority, no power, and no king in authority that's not ordained of the Lord. God calls people to come to the children of Israel to take them down to bare bones nothing. And don't be surprised if it don't happen to America through Obama. You better wake up and smell the roses, folks. Better wake up and smell the roses. Not only that, but in Hebrews 10, in verse 22 through 26. Hebrews 10, in verse 22 through 26 says this. Let us draw near with a what? True heart. It is time for us to do business with the Lord with a true heart. Let us draw near the Lord with a true heart and full assurance of what? Faith. Full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from the evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. It's time we exercise our faith and don't waver from it. It's time to quit being lazy and get in church. It's time to do our job for the Lord. Some of you forgot we have Sunday night services and Wednesdays. Amen. We need to bring it back. See, it was very weak right there. Y'all been amen to me and praising the Lord to that point right there. What happened to y'all? Y'all bunch of chickens? Y'all bunch of lazies? Huh? What happened? It's time we get busy with the Lord. We have the church around here. We need to be here. Why? Because we love one another. We love Jesus, and we can be encouraged with one another and pray for one another and put the devil on the run. Amen. Put him on the run. Put him on the run. Oh, listen to me. He said, let us hold fast that profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful and promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. To provoke unto love and good works. Not to sit there and bash somebody and stomp them while they're already down. It's to love one another, provoke one another, encourage one another, lift one another up. That's what we're to do. I'm tired of Satan and I've had enough of him. We need to come together in the house of God to love one another, encourage one another, uplift one another. Not bring all your issues and spread it around to every Tom and Harry in the church. It's time we talk about Jesus when we come to church. It's time we put our focus on the Lord when we come to church. It's time that we sing praises to him when we come to church. Amen. Not sing praises to Mr. Susie and Darlene and Joe Blow or whatever. It's time to blow for Jesus. Amen. We got enough of hot air blowing in the world. Believe me, just listen to the Democratic National Convention and the Republican National Convention. Just listen. There's enough of hot air. We need some glorified air named Jesus. Amen. And guess what? If Jesus' air is in the house, whoo, is it refreshing. Oh, is it a good place to come and worship at? Oh, is it good? Can you feel the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God? We need some Jesus in the house. Amen. Guess what? Guess what? Can I tell you something you might not know? If you are a child of God and a Christian, amen, let me let you in on a little secret. Jesus is in your house because it says your body is the temple of God. Amen. Exercise it like Jesus is in the house. Let's look at it like he's in the house. Number 25, verse 25 says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another, insomuch that more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. You're receiving the knowledge of truth in the Word of God today, so you're without excuse. Amen. Oh, me. You get quiet real fast, depending on what I'm saying up here. Oh, we got to get busy for the Lord. Not only that, but number two, even the holiest of men are tempted. Look at verse 3. It said, and the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it may be bread. You need to understand, Satan came to Jesus to tempt him, the holiest of all men. Don't think he won't come to you. Don't think he won't set a snare for you, my friends. There is no sin in being tempted. Listen to me. There is no sin in being tempted. Sin occurs when you yield to the temptation. When you yield to the temptation. This, the verse 3, the devil questioned Christ's sonship. He said, if thou be the Son of God. The devil has been questioning God and his creation since the beginning of time. In Genesis 3, in verses 1 through 7, it says this. It said, now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said. Right there, questioning God from the beginning. Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Question mark. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Questioning God's sonship again. For God doeth know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, And they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. My friends, listen to me. The devil has been questioning God's sonship from the beginning. Do you not think that if the devil tempted God in verse 3, that he won't tempt you and me? You're wrong. You better be prayed up. You better be studied up. You better have your shield of protection on so that when the devil comes and fires that dart, it just ricochets off of you because you got the shield and the armor of God on. My friend, we better put it on. And I pray that you pray, and your supplication and prayer from this day forward is that God will put that armor on us, that shield of protection on you, your families, and this church, that Satan can't even penetrate in here. And it can happen, and it can start today if you mean business with the Lord. And you seek Him, and you pray, and you turn it over to God. It can happen today. Not only that, but number 3. Temptation follows the filling of the Holy Ghost. You see in verses 1 and 2 again, Jesus being full of what? Are you with me? Jesus, amen, somebody's with me. Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost, it said, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. We see right there that even the holiest men are tempted. We see that temptation follows the filling of the Holy Ghost. After the dove comes the devil. After Canaan comes the giants. After Pentecost comes persecution. After the battle comes the crown. Oh, listen to me. When you fully yield to God, the devil sets out to get you. But my friend, I need you today to be fully yielded to God. And if we're fully yielded to God, we're prayed up and studied up, and we got our shield on and ready, we can withstand anything the devil wants to do. It's time we put up that shield. It's time we put up that guard. It's time, my friends, we let God be who He is and in control of our life. The devil's number 4. The devil strikes at our weakest spot. And if you look back at verses 2 and 3, it says, being 40 days tempted of the devil, in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, afterward he hungered, weakest spot, 40 days without food. And look what verse 3 says. And the devil said unto him, if thou be, questioning the Son of God, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. The devil attacks at the weakest spot. He attacked Jesus after he spent 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. And he was hungered. Here comes the devil on the scene. If you be the Son of God, won't you turn that rock into bread? My friends, that's the same thing he does in your life and my life. At the weakest point in your life, when you're down and you don't think you can go no further, that's when the attack comes again. The attacks come again, and you need to understand where it's coming from. It's coming from Satan. It's coming from him, my friends, and he will attack. He don't let up. Jesus had been without food for 40 days and nights, and the devil strikes him with the bread question. Number 5, how the devil tempts man. Through the lust of the flesh. When you look back at verses 3 and 4, it's through the lust of the flesh. He was hungered, and he was hungry. And said, and the devil said unto him, if I be the Son of God, command the stone that it be made bread. And Jesus said unto him, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word of God. And we see how he tempts through that lust of the eyes in verses 5 and 7. Through power, through being self-centered, through greed, through the pride of life in verses 9 through 12. And when I thought about verses 9 through 12, I want to read it to you. It said, and he brought him to Jerusalem and set him up on the pinnacle of a temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And he said, in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. I want you to look at verses 10 and 11. When you look at that, here's Satan. Satan has a knowledge of the Word of God. Satan has knowledge of the Scripture. Satan knows the Word of God. Listen to me. But Satan did not quote that passage of Scripture like the Word of God says it. You said, what do you mean? Well, back in Psalms 91, In verse 11 and 12, this is how that verse is written. He says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thou shalt bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." He quoted a little bit of it, but he didn't quote it like it was written. The devil knows scripture and understands something. He'll throw you a counterfeit if you're not wise to the word of God. He'll try to tell you this is what Scripture says. You better make sure you know what Scripture says. You better make sure you read the Word of God. You better make sure you apply it like 2 Timothy 2:15 says. To study to show thyself approved. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the Word of God. Rightly dividing. There's a way you can divide it. But my friend, is it right? Is it what God's way says? Is it what God's way says? Is it the Word of God? You know, so many people have tradition and things of that nature that they bring with them into a church setting. My friends, tradition is all fine and well. But if the tradition doesn't line up with the Word of God, I don't want to hear nothing about it. It's not about tradition. It's not about that. It's about the Word of God and what the Word of God says. That's what it's about. Does it line up with God's word? And we better be careful when we divide it that we're rightly dividing the word of God. That we're rightly dividing the word of truth, my friends. Tradition is good. Family values is good. I'm all for that. But my friend, I stand on the word of God and what God's word says. And that's what we got to follow. And that's what we got to abide by. Oh, when I sit there and I think about that, and I think of the scripture, and I think of what the devil says in that verse that he quoted and he misquoted, I think, my friends, that in 1 John 2, in verse 15 through 16, it says this. It says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are of the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of this world." I'm tired of this world. I'm tired of us living in a worldly atmosphere. Christian people need to live out loud for the Lord. We need to live in a way that exemplifies Christ. We say Christian, that means Christ-like in our life. We need to live like that. There are too many counterfeits out there that are causing people to die and go to hell and don't want nothing to do with church. It's time that the church rises up and be committed and accounted for and living and walking and breathing and talking the Word of God. Make it real in your life and my life. It becomes real. Not only that, but Jesus tells us in 2 Chronicles 7:14. He says, if my people, who is his people?
We are
the children of God. He's not talking to a lost and dying world. He's talking to the Christian brothers and sisters right there. He said, if my people, he said, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and do what? Pray and seek what? His face. And turn from their what? Wicked ways and their sin. Then will I heal from heaven. And will forgive their what? Sin. And will do what? Heal their land. If my people, that's you and me, if we get right with the Lord, if we seek his face, if we pray, if we turn from our wicked ways, if we confess our sins, then he will heal from heaven and answer our prayers and heal this land and our nation and everything else about it. It's time that God's people take that verse for what it says and turn back to the Lord. It's time we turn back to the Lord and put God first in our lives, folks. Not only that, but number six, it says, we learn in these verses how the devil can be defeated. How can we defeat the devil? In verse 4, it says this, and Jesus answered and saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word of God. What did Jesus use when Satan come against him? It is written. He said, it is written. Look at verse 8. It says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. My friends, we can turn this country around. We can turn church around. We can turn you around. We can turn me around. It can turn this community around, this state around, this country around, and this nation around if we start doing business with the Lord and getting back to doing what God would have us to do. Use the Word of God. It is written. Ephesians 6:17 says, "And take on the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit." 1 John 4:4 says this, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in" who? "You." "Than he that is of" what? "World." Who's of the world? Satan. Who's in you? Christ. Greater is he that's in you than he that's of the world. Start exercising who's in you. Amen. Amen. Because if you don't, I'm going to go bald and gray. And so I'm just going to shave my head so you can't tell. It's time we start doing business with the Lord. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Start exercising who's in you. And I hope it's Christ Jesus the Lord. If not, you need to get some of him today. Amen. Oh, listen to me. Let's give it to the Lord. Let's give him the honor and the glory. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheth me." You and I can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We can do it for him. And then Philippians 4:19 says, "My God shall supply all your need through the Son Christ Jesus." He shall supply your need. Ah, turn it over to him. Lastly, number 7, know that the devil only departs only for a season. You better be prayed up, you better be studied up, and you better be ready, because there is no stopping him. He only stops for a season, my friends. And it said in verse 13, "And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season." He departed from him for a season. And when the devil had ended his temptation, he departed for a season. You need to know that there is no quit in the devil. Thank the Lord that when the devil is through with us, God sends his angels to minister to us. He tells us in Matthew 4:11, "Then the devil leaveth him, and behold," what? "Angels came and ministered unto him." He tells us in 2 Corinthians 3, 2-6, "Ye are epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men." What are men reading in you? What do they know about you? Are they knowing that you are a child of the King? Are they know that you are a Christian sold out for Jesus? What do they read in you? It says, "You are epistles written in the hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God." Written not with ink on your heart, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as ourselves, but our sufficiency is of who? Our sufficiency is of God, who also made us able, what? Ministers. What did he say? Made us. A team. Together, everyone accomplishes more. He made us able ministers of the New Testament, not the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. My friends, it's time that we take back what the devil stole. Amen? It's time that we do business with the Lord. Jameson, you guys can come back up. It's time that we do business with the Lord, folks. It's time that we understand there is a real devil. It's time that we understand that the devil don't quit and he don't stop. There might be a little stop in the season, my friends, but he's going to stir it up. He's going to come against you. As I said in John 10:10, the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. My friend, that's what he wants to do. But as Scripture says, "But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Thank the Lord for abundant life. Folks, it's time for you and me to do business with the Lord. It's time for this church to focus on Jesus. It's time that we put our focus on the Lord, not on our problems, not on issues. There's enough problems in the world to go around the world 5,000 times. My friends, it's time to be the solution to the problem. Oh, listen to me. It's time we rededicate our life as a church and a family of God to the Lord. It's time that we rededicate our life and ask God to get our focus and our vision on Him. It is time, my friends, that we pray for one another, we pray for the church, and we pray for the property and everything else. We give it to the Lord, dedicate it back to Him, raise up a shield for salvation, that when the devil does fire dart, it can't penetrate us, because we got the shield of protection on. It is time. Leaders, it's time. It's time we stand up and be accounted for. It's time we do business with the Lord. It's time, church member, that we get serious about the Lord. It's time. This world has enough counterfeits. It's time we become real. It's time we do business with the Lord. Are you ready?